Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. This episode is brought to you by Jewel Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Jewel beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook, you don't have to make mess, you just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Jewel so much that we bought it, so we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients. And it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life. And only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to jewelwellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at jewelwellness.com. On with the show. Hey guys, this is a funky one where we actually posted a couple of months ago this episode, but we had a technological glitch. I moved podcast platforms, and I guess that week, this episode just disappeared. So many of you may have already heard it, but I think a bunch of you haven't heard it yet because it came and went so quickly. So I want to repost this episode. So if you've heard it before, that's the explanation why. And if not, enjoy this wonderful conversation I have with the beautiful Columba. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the HA podcast. I almost said the HA Society. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with Columba. She frequents our community calls on the HA Society. Maybe that's why I did that. Past member of a Restore program. I feel like Columba has an interesting story, and she represents a subsection of people in the community that are like, they don't have the 4-week recovery time story. Okay. They, you know, some people are not moving that quickly. Like they are, but their bodies are not moving that quickly. And so she has an important story to share, and I'm interested to hear it again from start to finish. So welcome, Columba, to our show.
Hello, everybody.
Will you tell everyone who you are, where you're from, and just like where your story begins? Let us have it.
Okay. So my name is Columba, and I come from Chile in South America. And my story begins when I was a teenager. When I was one of the last of my class to get her period. I think I was 14 when I got it. And I was really, really embarrassed to have it. I was so embarrassed that I only told my mom, and whenever I would get it, I had a bag in my closet where I would throw all the pads so that at the end of my period, I could go outside to the farthest trash can to leave them and no one in my house would know. And I say this to say that my relationship to my period was very, it was something that gave me shame and I rejected it a lot and I didn't want to have it. And then I don't know when it started, but I started having irregular periods. And now it makes sense for me to say that that began when I started becoming obsessed with my weight and with exercise. I started doing Kyla Itzin's Bikini Body Guide. I started going on diets. I remember that I went on a trip to the US, and when I came back, a friend said that I was fatter, and I had always been like a spaghetti with my twin sister, so that was never an issue. But there, I think that I became aware of weight and that I could change it by doing exercise and diets. And then I went on my first really stupid diet, which was only eating proteins for 3 days. And I think it only lasted like one day because then I was super hungry. And then I would just search on the internet how to lose weight. And I would try stuff. I even tried being a vegan for like a week, but for the loss of weight, not for the animals or anything. And then I just remember that all throughout my teenage years, I was very concerned about my weight. I remember asking my mom, "Do I look fat?" My friends, "Do I look fat?" And when I think I was 16 or 17, I went to the gynecologist because of my irregular periods, and she said, I went to two of them. One said you need to take birth control, and the other said you have PCOS, birth control. And for me, it was ideal because, like, two birds in one shot, I am protected from babies and I am fixing my period. So.
I like the phrase being protected from babies. Funny.
Yeah, I'm fixing my period, so I'm doing this for my health. And so I went on birth control until I was 24. In between, I stopped for like 3 times, maybe. And I would get my period once or never, and it wasn't a concern for me. And then when I was 24, I quit birth control. And 1 year before, I had achieved body. I really liked the way my body looked and I liked my food freedom because I had an ex-boyfriend who ate very normally and we went on a 6-month trip and I ate like he ate. And in my head, I was obviously gaining weight because I wasn't following any rules. I also would buy bags of chocolate and eat them all. And yeah, so when I came back to Santiago, I thought that I had gained weight. But surprisingly, everyone around me told me I had lost weight. And that's when something clicked in me, like, oh, all the effort I put into gaining weight is a weight in and of itself. So now I lost weight because I'm not worried about it anymore. And my body was looking more and more the way I wanted to look. So I started relaxing and I think I really truly had food freedom. And I liked the way my body looked. But it was super dependent on the way my body looked. So still, I had the potential fear that my body could gain weight. Then I turned 24 and I stopped taking birth control. And to my surprise, I was getting my period every month. But I don't know if it was ovulatory. It was not a lot of blood. But I will say it was my period for like 7 months. And I really thought that the reason why I had it was because I had lost weight and I wasn't worried about food anymore. I have a twin sister, and she also didn't have her period for many years. And then one time she went to live in Morocco and she ate a lot of pizza, drank a lot of wine, and eventually also lost weight without even trying, and her period got fixed. So I saw her story, compared it to mine, and I thought, of course, it's because I lost weight. Then I went on a trip 3 months to Berlin, and then I ended up traveling for 9 more months to India and Southeast Asia. And in that trip, my second, so 3 months in Berlin, and then after my second month in India, every month my period was less blood and less blood, but I was happy because I still bled. And periods were, they didn't really matter to me. And my second month in India, I think that I started getting very anxious. One, because I wasn't following my own intuition and I had boy problems. And I also wanted to try all the food. And so, mixed with the anxiety from not following myself, I started eating more and more and more and drinking a lot of chai tea with a lot of sugar. And I think the mix of the anxiety and eating more just made me want to eat more. And then I also started getting into my old thought patterns of I'm gaining weight, how will I fix this? But this time I had my intuitive self as an example. So I would say, what did my version, when I was at a happy weight, what did she do to lose weight? And of course, my intuitive self was just being intuitive, but I saw that maybe my intuitive self didn't eat at night sometimes. And I just started seeing what I could potentially do. So I didn't stop eating anything in India. I really tried every single thing. But I did have crazy rules, like maybe at night I will skip dinner. Maybe the next day I will eat fruits for breakfast. And stuff like that. And that's when my mind started getting messed up again with my old, very familiar patterns. But it was weird because it wasn't that I was on a diet because I was still eating everything I wanted, but I just felt very worried about what I was eating and how my body was changing. And then my period didn't come again. And I was like, of course, this is because I gained weight. Now I know that I like the weight I gained in that trip is the natural fluctuations of the body when you travel. But I was obsessed with I gained weight, I need to lose weight. And then like 6 months into India, my last month was the only month where I spent 23 days in a single place, and I was doing like 3 hours of very chill yoga that really connected you to your body and make you feel like your body was a temple. And I was eating a lot more than I would have liked to eat at that stage. But somehow that month I got my period. And now I know I associate getting my period to the fact that it was very restorative yoga and I was eating a lot and I was in one place. Then I came back to Chile and I was set that I had to lose weight. Once I lost weight, I would get my period back. And so I started having rules. No food at night. No food at night. I tried to be, I said, I can eat everything I want, but only until this time and only at certain times. And nothing would work. And then I would binge. And it was very annoying. Then I went to 3 gynecologists, and they all told me you have to take birth control. Two of them said you had PCOS. And at the same time, I started learning Ayurveda. Ayurveda is the an ancient Indian wisdom medicine. And I took a 1 year course of that, and I was just fascinated. And I started learning about the body signs, what it's telling you. And there, I finally understood that not having a period is a problem. And also, when I came back from India, my poop was balls. And having balls for poop is not good. It's like signs of constipation. And I associated that to the fact that I had eaten so much crazy things in India. I didn't connect the dots with periods. And so I went to a gastroenterologist, and she said, "You're fine. So many people around the world don't have periods. Just stop worrying." And the gynecologists would tell me take birth control. Another one said you need to take care of your bones, take birth control, which is absurd. Like, at least she should have given me hormones instead of birth control. But I already was too far into knowing that something was up and that birth control wouldn't fix it. So I decided to go the natural therapy route. And I did an Ayurvedic consultation. And because I didn't know it was HA and they thought it was PCOS, my treatment was doing a detox. And then I just started eating really, really clean and I became really, really obsessed with health and I stopped eating sugar and I just wanted to do everything perfectly. And so I think I sunk deeper into my HA because I thought that if I was healthier, then I would get my period back. But it never came, it never came. I tried so many things. I did yoni eggs therapy. Like, do you know that? Yeah. I even did microdosing with mushrooms to see if I got answers from them. And when I was microdosing every day, I would binge and I was like, I'm doing something wrong. But now I know that I was like, the mushrooms and me were telling me I was hungry. Food was the answer. And then finally, I met a nutritionist and she was the first to mention that I probably had HA, but she wasn't sure. And she told me that I definitely had to eat dinner, not skip dinner. And when I went to her consult, I was like super proud of myself, going to tell her how I ate so perfectly. And when I told her how I ate, she was like, "Why do you eat so little? Like, what's wrong with you?" And with her, I know I had the first clue that HA exists. And then I went to an acupuncturist and he also mentioned HA. And so then I was able to look on the internet for HA and I finally found the HA Society. This was in January of last year. And since January, I slowly started realizing that I had to eat more, but I still thought eating more was eating more vegetables. Because I was eating dinner and I started eating more meat, I thought my period would come any minute, but it didn't come, it didn't come. Then I went to Brazil, and in Brazil, I noticed, like, I really was able to see that my mind was getting really fucked up because I was comparing myself constantly with other bodies. And then I looked at pictures from me in Brazil, and I really had my dream body, and I thought that I was fat there. After that, I came back to Chile and I did Vipassana. Vipassana is a 10-day silent meditation retreat, and there, that was like my final wake-up call because I had a lot of silence, and in that silence, I was able to notice my thoughts, and they were so filled with comparing myself to other bodies, thinking how other people see what I eat. So consumed by food and body. Then I came back to the city. I went to a good gynecologist and she sent me to get tests for my bones. And it turned out that I had osteopenia. And that for me was my, like, I was squished against a wall. And she said, "You have to take hormones." And it was either that or joining the HA Restore that I had been looking at for some months. And I was convinced that I didn't need to take hormones and that the HA would save me, the HA Society. So I went the HA Society route and I told my doctor, "Give me 3 months, and if this doesn't work, I'll take hormones." So I joined the Restore and yeah, I just went all in fully. My sport at that moment was just walking and doing yoga. I had taken the heart exercise I had been doing the past months. And so I even quit walking and doing yoga and I went fully all in and nothing. No CM,
Yeah, and
no.
nothing. It really sounds like you're about to be like, and then I got my, but no,
No,
nothing.
nothing. And it just kept getting harder and harder. My body started to change. My family, there were just two people in my family who supported me. The rest were like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
This is so dumb. Also, like, comments like, you're eating to prepare for a marathon, you're gaining weight. And all these things that I had told them would happen, and to please not tell me anything, they would still say it. Mean things, and all of those things just created more doubts, added to the fact that I wasn't seeing any blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for the first 3 months of the all-in, I was just so doubtful. The first 2 months, I just laid in the couch and watched Vampire Diaries for the second time in my life. And just, I was filled with doubts because the all-in is so counterintuitive. Like, everything you've always known, it's the opposite. You have to eat past fullness sometimes. You have to eat when you're not hungry. You have to not move. And so
Yeah.
it just really did a mess in my head, but I kept on going because it was either that or hormones. And then one miraculous day, I think it was like day 80 of all in, I had egg white cervical mucus for the first time. Like, I
Yeah,
had barely seen
79.
CM,
I have your
79.
chart open. Day 79, which is at that point, I'm seeing that like the last week of the restore program was like the last call was September 4, and you saw that on October 28th.
October,
I think that's oh sorry no
September.
August 28th, sorry, backwards, my bad. Gosh, it's elementary school level stuff, Danny. Yeah, on August 28th, so like the final week of the program.
Yeah. And for me, I saw the egg white and I was like, maybe it was a mistake. Like, I didn't, like, I was like, maybe this is something, but maybe I don't know what it is. And then, like, 5 days later, blood came. And it was amazing. And I was like, wow, this worked.
Yeah.
And by that point, I finally had evidence to tell anyone who would tell me otherwise that it was working.
Yeah.
And then 30 days came, nothing. 40 days came, nothing. And every day I was more in doubt. And I felt like I was going against things that I truly believed in. And it was very frustrating for me to know that this process is meant to give you food freedom, but I didn't have food freedom because I had to eat when I didn't want to. So after day 35, I think I said, I'm quitting the all-in. And I booked an appointment with a midwife that I was recommended because she's an expert in HA and other hormone stuff. And I wanted her to give me hormones because this process, it was over for me.
Yeah, you were done. You've had
Yeah.
enough.
Yeah. And I quit the all-in. And then, like, 2 weeks later, egg white cervical mucus. And then I had my appointment with the midwife and I told her the whole story. And that I had quit the process, and she told me, dude, you started this whole process last year, but you did everything the other way. Like, you got further into HA with all the things you tried, like losing weight. And now you finally started doing what you're supposed to do, which is resting, not moving so much, and eating more. This is exactly what you had to do. I'm not gonna give you hormones because clearly your period is coming.
She called you out. Oh.
She did say, she told me, like, yes, you have to eat more, but it has to be like whole foods, like healthy stuff, and you don't need to postpone your mental health. Like, keep on doing yoga and whatever. Like, if you go on walks and that makes you happy, go for it. But I couldn't have done that before if I hadn't done the all-in. Like, because of the all-in, I used to, if I went to a restaurant, I would be thinking, oh my God, I finally have time to eat a dessert. Every time I went out, it was an opportunity for a dessert. And now, going out is never about the food. It's never about the dessert. I think about desserts like once, twice, or three times a month. The other day, I went to a restaurant. I had a carrot cake and I ate half of it. That was not a possibility at all some months ago. And she told me something that has been my mantra now. She said, abraza tu grasa, which is hug your fat. Hug your fat.
Okay. Diddling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
Hug your fat. This is exactly what you had to do. It would, like, will you really postpone your health because of something aesthetic? And that just really stuck with me. And then I had that second period. And then I just didn't do the all in again. I still was very mindful of having proper breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And with snacks, I tried to have snacks, but with a fruit, it was fine. I wasn't so mindful of it being two macronutrients. And then I got my third period after 35 days, and I had much more egg white cervical mucus. And now I just had my fourth period with 4 days of egg white cervical mucus. And just I'm each time relaxing more with the all-in. Now I just came back from a camping trip for a week, and I only ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so we'll see what happens this month. But like every month that comes, I'm just trusting more my body. Although when the time comes for the egg white and it doesn't come when I want it to, I'm very concerned. But I do think that you start building this trust muscle with your body slowly but surely. So that's my story.
The trust muscle thing is true. I like that phrase. Everyone is a bit anxious their first few cycles simply because they don't have much context of like what's normal for them, what can they expect. But the more you have periods and the more like it gets a little bit better every time, you start trusting, okay, like this is probably coming. It's just logic, right? But like we have to sit in that. That's why sometimes we say that the following periods can be just as challenging because now there's like a pressure and expectation there. And I like you talked about how, you know, it was important for you to get to a phase of like intuitive eating, but you couldn't get to the intuitive eating without doing like an all-in type of eating, which I would say, yeah, you did do. You know, you had great food logs, like so proud of the way you were eating, and you weren't half-assing anything at any point. And still there was just, your body just was tired. Like you like slept for days on the couch. Like it's interesting to see various people's experiences with it, but I do agree with you. Like you almost need to swing really hard in the opposite direction to what you used to do so that later you can comfortably sit in what is a natural way of eating for you. Very true. How do you feel about, I mean, yeah, how do you feel today about everything? Like you've got your trust muscle building up. How do you feel? You know, 'cause the reason I'm asking this, on the calls, you were always just like done, like frustrated or nervous, anxious, concerned, like, you know, what's gonna happen, which everyone is. And so how are you feeling today, knowing that? Are you more relaxed about the process? Are you more certain about things?
Today, definitely much more relaxed. I've had four periods. I
Yay.
think the only, when I get scared, but not really, not anymore. But it's because I have changed things after every period. And
Yeah.
normally people don't change things. So that just adds some mystery to the sauce. But
That's
I
fair.
feel, I just feel like I did this really, really hard thing and I went against all odds and it worked. So I think this process just gives you a lot of confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
I just feel, I feel much more at ease with the process. I probably will get anxious when the egg white is supposed to come. But I think my anxiety levels are much lower than they were at the height of all of this.
Yes.
And I just, for me, it has been very, it has been a spiritual trip. When I began the journey, I kept telling myself, wow, this is like the woman's journey into being a woman. And now, I just see that phrase developed. I think as women, we are born into a body that we don't learn how to take care of, and we learn how to reject, and we are constantly sent messages of how to change it. And then something like an abortion happens, or an unwanted pregnancy, or someone has endometriosis or a sickness. And then we are forced, not forced because you always have alternatives, but some of us are, think we are forced into this journey to find ourselves back. And I think that the HA recovery process is that journey to coming back to yourself because, everywhere we are filled with messages of what we need to do, what we need to eat, how we need to move. And as HAers, we are filled with that. All of those things are what drive our lives because we want to be perfect and we want to do it well. But we get infected with all those things and then we stop listening to ourselves and to our intuition and then we're very far away from it. And then when you do the HA recovery process, you're forced to let go of everything you thought you knew and slowly, while you do the work, which involves a lot of figuring out where your thoughts come from, why it's so bad that your body changes, and all these things, slowly while you do the work and you go through the recovery process, you come back more to yourself. And so I think that now I am, it feels like I am who I used to be, but with more maturity and with much more lived experience. So I feel like I can be myself. And before I wanted to be myself, but I didn't know how. And now I don't even need to ask how.
At you, and I've always felt like people who have a longer journey to healing get a bigger transformation because they have to, right? Like, nothing's handed to you, all of these crises. I love how, you know, you said, like, you're more, how, what did you say, like, I felt like you were implying that like you were confident, more confident now in your ability to see what's best for you, right? Like how there are people doubting you and like you're going down this path and you don't have the result yet. And we're over here being like, yeah, Columbo, you can do this. But then there's people over there when in Chile with you, who are like, are you sure about this? And it's causing doubt for you. But when you go through things like this and you make your own decisions and like you think deeply about what's best for you, when there's also doctors and practitioners telling you that you should go on hormones, and you make the decision that was best for you and it pays off, you're like, yeah, I am the expert in my body and my life. And this is very life-changing.
So life-changing, yeah. It's empowering. It's like magical. I also think we are in the era where we need to question everything, and the paradigm is shifting. Like the power is no longer in the person with the white apron. That's how you say it.
Jacket, like,
In
oh
the white
shit, yeah,
jacket.
you're right. Now I'm stumbled, like lab coat, white lab.
Yeah. Like, imagine, I just have this scene. Doctors can't smoke in their consult anymore. But when I think of one of the gynecologists I went to at first, he was like a very yucky man in sitting in his chair.
Mine too, in California. I was like, I know you're saying that you're worried about me because I don't have a period, but I'm worried about you, dude.
Exactly. And with this arrogance, like, ew. And he was sitting in his chair telling me how I need to take birth control after 5 minutes of talking to me, not asking me about my food, not asking me about anything. And I asked him, "Do you know what HA is?" And he said, "No."
This
And
is so common. It's
yeah,
actually mind-blowing that it's
it's
not
mind-blowing.
basic level one stuff. Like, as all humans breathe, all women of reproductive age menstruate, and like they should be checking that. It's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
It really is crazy, and I think that that's why, yeah, the HA society exists. That's why there's so many women's circles nowadays, because, like,
We have to
yeah,
like take it into our own hands, 100%.
because the traditional medicine is still not up to date.
Just like, or it's the way I see it, Kalama, is medicine is great. Like, praise medicine. Thank the Lord, because it has come in handy many times. I just think there's an entire stepping stone missing between woman and practitioner. Like, we go straight from nothing to the doctor, to the fertility clinic, whatever. And it's not normal or natural. And in fact, some people even like make fun of the idea that you would go to an in-between, like holistic practitioner, anything from people who do like what we do, HA coaching, women's health coaching, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, like people are just that it's not even a step. And there really should be a step before medicine where, like, oh, okay, your body actually has the ability to do all of these things naturally on its own. Let's try to resolve that first before we just throw some pills at the problem. Yeah, so I don't even blame doctors. I don't think it's their fault at all. I think we're all walking around putting a lot of pressure on them to have all the answers for everything. I don't claim to know everything about medicine. I don't know anything about medicine. I know about a bunch of fertility drugs that are very common and how all of that works. And that's about it. And as soon as someone needs medicine, they're outside of my scope of practice. Great, over to them. But there's this like pressure on doctors to know everything about medicine and holistic health. And I do think a general doctor should know what HA is and should understand it because, like I said, like it's an organ that we all use and need. And so there is not really an excuse for them to not know about it because like anatomy class is like their job. But yeah, this idea that like they would do anything other than recommend medication to you is like not their fault. They were taught to do that, you
So
know, and that sucks. Like that sucks for them. That's so unfair to them. Like everything you see, I don't know how it is in Chile, but here, everything you do, check with your doctor first, right? Oh, before you start a new exercise regime, check with your doctor. Before you look at like eating a new diet, like look at your doctor doesn't know or give a crap. Like stop putting it on them to solve all your problems, right? And so yes, there's so many of us now just trying to create that middle man before that happens, and it's so important. And I'm glad you're doing things like that too, and like you're a practitioner of Ayurvedic medicine, and you're going to help so many people too with your own story.
I completely agree with your view. And also for me as an Ayurvedic coach, I feel like now finally I started doing consults like 4 months ago, and I really, really am grateful to have gone through this process because now my consults are very, they're not rigid and they're not forcing you to do anything. And if I had started doing this when I was studying Ayurveda, I was so rigid. Like I needed to follow every single
Yes.
rule. And I also, the nutritionist that was the first to tell me that it was probably HA, she asked me a question that really got to me. She said, "If you're so afraid of gaining weight, is it because you judge people who
Yes.
are fat?" And for me, I was like, I don't judge people. But then I talked about this with my psychologist, and she told me, "You don't judge them, but you think, oh, thank God it's not me."
Yeah,
And
no,
that,
totally. This is so true. Yeah, so true.
and that for me was like, oh, I have an issue.
You have work
And
to
I
do,
do,
right?
and
Yeah.
I have, and I have, and I do judge other people. Even if I try to lie to myself about it, I do. And so going through this process has made me let go of that judgment, letting go of weight-centric thoughts. So now I think this is a blessing for my consults because, like, I know what a woman goes through. I know everyone goes through something in a different way, but the woman's journey is kind of the same, even if it's different. But it's the journey of learning to listen to yourself again, taking the decisions for yourself. So, yeah, this process has fed me as an Ayurvedic coach, as a person, as a woman.
Oh yeah, so true. Yeah, I mean, how many like young, just starting out practitioners are very like they're looking through the lens that they learned through, and everything's about rigidity. And you go through this process, and you realize like, no, that can create new problems. We need to address this from a totally different approach. And yeah, it opens your eyes up. Now you can look at everyone else through a different lens. Right, of like, okay, this person is struggling with this issue, and it may not look, feel, or be like anything that, like, an assumption that I have. Right, like, I know people who are obese, right, in my personal life, who are, it is not anything they're doing. Right, it is not anything they're doing. I am very close to these people. I know. Right, known them my whole life, and they don't eat any different to anyone else. They're having symptoms of unexplained pain and things happening in their body, and doctors are just like, you just need to stop eating as much. It's like, this is not what is happening to these people. Now, obviously, they're not our clientele, they're a different scope of practice, but like, what we have gone through ourselves allows us to be more curious about what other people are going through, because that's the only way to help. That is the only way to help people, is by being like actually curious and open instead of rigid and disciplined.
Yeah, and judgmental, and like, I know better. Like, of course, it's because they don't eat well and they don't move. Like, what do you know? There's
Yeah,
a
they're
whole
just assuming.
world. Uh-huh.
Black and white. Black and white, I think is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to have met you, Columba, and you've been such an awesome member of the community, and I just love having you around, and I hope that you'll always hang out.
Me
I loved meeting your sister that day. It was so funny. You guys are so funny. She should come more.
too.
And I always love the backgrounds and the exotic vibe of wherever you are at any given time. So thank you for being a part of our group and for sharing your story and paying it forward. And yeah, it's been a year. I think that was it's a
A
long
year.
year. But you freaking did it. And we always knew and always believed that you could. Just have to keep trying stuff, right? And then you get there.
Yeah. Yep. I think for me it's also been a pleasure to be in the HA Society. And when I was going through the process and we were not in the calls, I was like, I really wish people from the HA Society were around me physically. Like, this process would be so easy if you had your HA community right next door.
Yeah. I've thought that because, like, we have the retreats. You should totally come to a retreat, Kalama. We do
Someday,
some America stuff. But I do feel like, wouldn't it be great if we could just do like recovery camp?
so nice. It would be
People
amazing.
will just like, it's funny. This is a side tangent, but a lot of the people who come to the retreats, they are not in HA. There'll be like one person in the group. Max, everyone comes afterwards, and that's not something we ever marketed or tried to achieve. I think there's something about people in recovery, they're just it's like, no, I'm not leaving the comfort of like the control that I have. I can't explain it, but there's something about it that they, even if they could, I don't know if they would.
Yeah, I think for me, I really am a traveler. Like, before
Yeah.
this whole HA thing, I was always traveling. But now, during the process, I was like, I don't want to travel because it stresses my body.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And
You want
yeah,
to be
I lost.
rooted for some reason. You're like, suddenly I need
You
to root myself here. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a crazy thought that I had that I'm sure someone else also has it. But when I started gaining weight, I thought, I can't travel because now I look different. Like, I'm not ready to
Yeah.
travel in this new body.
People
And
just
now I
want
just,
to hide.
yeah, hide. And then one day you stop hiding. And now I just went on a 1 week trip camping with a lot of people. I wore not a bikini, but a bathing suit. And I was in my bathing suit the whole day. And it's possible. And you can feel confident. And you can have fun and not think about food. And just let the day go by.
Yes. Love that. Oh, so good. I'm so stoked for you and I feel inspired and thank you so much. I feel like that was a really great little one day you stop hiding. And for someone listening who might be currently in their hiding, maybe like today, do you stop hiding? What do you do? Just go outside, stop wearing, don't be wearing the sweat. Shirt and the sweatpants. If you're ready to let it go, let it go. I love it. Columba, thank you so much. So much for sharing your story. Please always stay in touch and hang out with us. I still have your chart. I like spying on it. If anyone listening connects with Columba and anything she's saying, let me know. I'm always happy to connect listeners with guests of the show. If you feel like your vibe, or if you're just like also from Chile, that's a thing. Where did you say you were based?
In Santiago de Chile.
I don't know what she said, but if you're there, you'll know. You know what? Like you'll hear it. So let us know, guys. And thank you so much, Columba. Hope you have a really great day.
Thank you, Danny.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free.
But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys. And it's basically, this is stuff that we only give our paying clients. Our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys. But here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472. And I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society. Or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff. And you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that Blueprint bundle kit 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I am giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery. And we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally, if that's your goal. And we're going to make some moves. We're going to make some moves on recovery. It's going to be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are. And that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify
whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.